This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. A lot of what happens in Silicon Valley today and in the tech industry in general, no matter where a company is about disruption, about taking an existing business or industry and blowing it up. Uber is the now classic example of that. But there is a lot of interest in food at the moment. And there is a handful of startups that has the livestock industry in its sights. Marketplace's Queen of Kim has that story.
Meet Patrick Brown. He's the CEO of Impossible Foods, a startup in Silicon Valley. Its goal? To disrupt America's $74 billion beef industry.
It's egregiously inefficient.
Brown's talking specifically about the big business of raising animals for food. He says worldwide, animal farming is one of the biggest consumers of water.
It's using 30% of the entire land surface of Earth, okay?
And that land is being cleared to make room for cattle to graze and to grow food crops.
It's the biggest driver of biodiversity losses in the world. Just to raise animals to make cheeseburgers, it's ridiculous.
Brown says we've been using animals to make food for 10,000 years, and that technology is outdated.
Livestock, it's a technology. We use the technology to take cheap plant biomass.
By biomass, you mean grass.
Grains, seeds, all the things that animals consume.
And they basically make it into meat. Brown says in 2014, we know how to extract nutrients and proteins from plants, and we can make meat without animals. And so Impossible Foods is one of a handful of tech startups that wants to make animal products from cheese to eggs and beef by using plants.
All right, so I'm going to put the patty on the grill here.
That's Beth Frixdale. She's a scientist at Impossible Foods, and she's frying up its most recent burger prototype.
You'll notice we've got this nice transition in color from red to brown.
You took the patty off the plate, and there's a little bit of... It looks like blood?
Yeah, it looks like blood. Although this is not blood from an animal. This is blood from plant.
That's the color of the heme that I was telling you about.
Brown says heme, which is found on the roots of bean plants, is what gives meat its unique flavor. It's naturally red, and when you taste the heme raw, like I did, it tastes like blood. When the burger was done, I ate it, and if I tasted it at a fast food joint, I probably wouldn't have noticed a difference. At the same time, it's not as good as the grass-fed burger that I get at my favorite restaurant. And that's what Impossible Foods is going for. Andy Wheeler is with Google Ventures, which invested in the startup. He says while he'd like to go after the gourmet market...
It really is the mass market opportunity that's interesting.
Wheeler says to get into that market, Impossible Foods needs to make its ground beef cheaper than the real stuff. And that's a challenge. Right now, one Impossible Food burger costs about $20 to make. Despite that, Wheeler says a bunch of events have made investors more bullish on food.
We all see that obesity is a huge problem and people are getting more concerned with health.
And more concerned about sustainability. And Wheeler says that traditional food companies have been slow to address these concerns. And investors see an opportunity. They also think advances in science have made food more of a tech play.
So the company may be starting with the ground beef product, but the core technology they're developing around food science is really applicable to a really wide range of potential foods.
The idea of synthesizing real food is an age-old dream.
That's Michael Pollan. He's a food journalist and activist. And he says, think about Tang, non-dairy creamers, and Cool Whip. But Pollan says what's new this go-around is that techies are on a mission.
Which I think is distinct, and I think it's political. These companies aim to shrink animal agriculture because of its environmental footprint.
And Pollan applauds that effort. But he says,
I think you run into some of the limitations of Silicon Valley thinking when it comes to culture, which is that the pleasure of eating meat is not simply a sensory pleasure. Meat connotes prestige, and it does all over the world. Will fake meat offer that pleasure?
And while this new crop of food techies are using plant-based nutrients instead of, say, artificial chemicals like they did decades ago, Pollan says there's still reasons to be skeptical.
Foods that we've been eating for tens of thousands of years have kind of proven themselves out. And we are talking about introducing some novel foods. So, you know, we need to be careful.
But he says that's not to say we shouldn't do it. Pollan says we make processed foods for all kinds of reasons, for convenience, taste, and to make money. And so why not make it to save the environment? In San Francisco, I'm Queen of Kim for Marketplace.